Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we develop voracity for managing our values. Value management is the ability to devour our temporal obligations so that we make time for what is important. We have multitudes vying for our attention, and we need to learn priorities in order to spend time on the things we care about and stop wasting time on the things that we really don't. But you don't have time to attend a seminar on time management, so let's take the shortcut through the woods to get to the clearing in no time. In an effort to manage our time, we first have to see how we are spending it. There are 168 hours in a week. What does your real wheel look like? And when I say wheel, carve out your week in a pie chart. How many hours a week do you sleep, commute, prepare food, do chores or housework, laundry, spend time with friends, spend time with the family and the kids, home improvement projects, reading books, in front of screens? And after you plot your activities and come up with 168 hours, take a long, hard look at how you are actually spending your time. Okay, now, let's examine how you would like to spend your 168 hours a week, your ideal wheel, if you will. And after you have done that, take a long, hard look, even more harder look, at how you are actually spending your time versus how you would like to be spending your time, comparing your real versus ideal wheel. The vast majority of folks that do this exercise in my seminars report that they discover that they are spending so many hours in front of a screen and did not know it. For most of us, the easiest way to reclaim your time is this realization that what we value is not what we are investing in temporally. Managing our values means managing our time. Think of it this way. If I were to attach a GoPro to the top of your head and record your life, what would your life look like? Would the movie of your life be looking into a screen of some sort? A phone, a tablet, a computer, a television? Have you already become a robot and are just going through the motions of life without really living it? My pro tip, it's not easy to get buy-in from others to see screens as a colossal waste of time. Simply their nature being dopaminergic, and not to mention, devices don't have agendas or wish lists or needs or wants. They provide super stimuli with the smallest of gestures. The competition is fierce. It is a constant battle at home, but I insist on not giving these devices to my kids, allowing only 1 hour of Netflix programming a day, and I try to give everyone my eye contact as much as possible. Now, my husband is a different matter, but I'm still working on him. I have a clear set of expectations, and when I need something, I make sure to ask. I would prefer he never gamed again, but as a compromise, we reached agreement about how much time is spent in a day doing first-person shooter gaming. Time for our movie motivation. The 2015 Academy Award-nominated British-Canadian-Irish romantic drama film directed by John Crowley film Brooklyn, written by Nick Hornby, based on the novel that he read by the same name, is an interesting exercise in being clear about what your values are and spending your time on them. In this film, our protagonist, Ellis Lacey, emigrates to New York in 1951 and begins to create a life for herself, but tragedy takes her back home to Ireland. There, her family tries to convince her to spend the rest of her life in Ireland. Wisely, she makes the choice to follow her own value management system and decides to spend her life back in the U.S. with her husband, Tony. An absolute recipe for success. When we spend our lives abiding by what we find important in life, we claim our happiness and gain temporal mastery over how we invest our time. This is the only way to have time management work for you. It is when you adhere to what you want your ideal wheel to look like. To learn more about value management and how Kathy Gill is voracious at devouring her time according to her clearly identified value system, you can listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on WCVE.org on 90.5 at 6:30 a.m. on Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can always catch your YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.